Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, I want to talk about a stat that probably haunts you as much as it haunts me because it represents the single biggest leak in your revenue pipeline, 67%. 67% of jewelry store inquiries never become sales. Think about that for a second. Two-thirds of the people who walk into your showroom, call your store, or message you online walk away without buying. And it is almost never because they weren't interested. It is because nobody followed up the right way at the right time with the right message. I have watched this scenario play out across dozens of independent jewelry stores. A couple walks in, tries on a $4,000 engagement ring, tells your salesperson they need to think about it, and then silence. No follow-up email, no text message, no personalized touch. That lead goes cold, and 6 weeks later, they buy the exact same style from the store down the street simply because that competitor actually stayed in touch. These are not cold leads. These are people who raise their hands and express genuine interest in buying fine jewelry from you. The problem in our industry isn't generating leads. The problem is lead nurturing. Let's be direct about what lead nurturing actually means for jewelers. It is not sending out a generic monthly newsletter or blasting your entire database with the same promotional email every time you run a clearance sale. True lead nurturing is a systematic, personalized process of building trust and maintaining relevance with potential customers from their very first interaction all the way until they are ready to buy, and then keeping that relationship alive for their next purchase 30 years down the road. For independent jewelers, this matters more than almost any other retail sector. Consider your buying cycle. Nobody impulse buys a $6,000 engagement ring. The average consideration period for fine jewelry is 30 to 90 days, and for bridal, it can stretch to 6 months or more. At the same time, your transaction value is exceptionally high. When someone finally pulls the trigger, they need to feel enough trust to justify spending thousands of dollars at your store instead of an online retailer or a big box chain. And finally, repeat business is your lifeblood. A customer who buys an engagement ring today is your ideal candidate for wedding bands, anniversary gifts, push presents, and milestone pieces for decades to come, but only if you stay actively present in their world. To fix this, the growth-oriented stores I work with rely on a five-stage lead nurturing funnel. Let's walk through each one so you can audit your own operations today. Stage one is capture, and the rule here is simple: don't let them ghost. The biggest leak in most jewelry stores happens right at the website or the front counter. Someone browses engagement rings for 12 minutes and leaves, or asks about a custom design without leaving their contact info. To fix this, ditch the boring newsletter sign-up and use value-driven lead magnets like an engagement ring buying guide or a custom design lookbook. Train your sales team to capture information naturally by offering to send photos or details straight to their email. Log every single interaction in your CRM. If it is not in your system, it simply did not happen. Stage two is acknowledge, and here speed wins every single time. When someone fills out a form, calls your store, or sends a DM, your response time dictates your success. The data here is brutal. Leads contacted within 5 minutes are 21 times more likely to convert than leads contacted after 30 minutes. After an hour, you have basically lost them. Set up automated acknowledgement texts or emails that fire within 60 seconds and have a dedicated team member handle incoming inquiries immediately. Stage three is educate, which is where most jewelers completely drop the ball. There is always a gap between the initial inquiry and the final purchase, and during that time, your potential customer is researching and comparing. You need to fill that gap with intent-based email sequences focused on education rather than aggressive promotion. Send guides on choosing a diamond or understanding how custom design works, and sprinkle in social proof at every touch point to build undeniable trust. Stage four is convert, where you make the ask strategically. Once you have built genuine trust, create momentum through private event invitations, limited availability alerts on one-of-a-kind estate pieces, milestone reminders for upcoming proposals, and personalized value-add offers like complimentary engraving rather than blanket discounts that devalue your brand. Stage five is retain, because the sale is truly just the beginning. The customer who bought that engagement ring is worth 10 times their initial purchase over a lifetime, provided you maintain post-purchase touch points like day one care instructions, week two check-in texts, 6 month cleaning reminders, and anniversary notes. Building a system like this transforms your entire business from a hustle into a predictable growth machine. If you want to see what a customized strategy of this caliber looks like for your specific jewelry store, head over to deepearthmkt.com to get a free preview of your custom marketing strategy and ad preview. No obligation, just proven systems designed to help independent jewelers thrive. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.